Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Let's face it. Football is a game of risks. Whether it's calling a trick play on your own five or bringing kale chips to a watch party. And while taking crazy chances like this occasionally may pay off, taking big unnecessary risks can mean real trouble, especially when you're gambling. So always know the odds and what you're getting into. Want more tips on how to keep gambling fun? Go to keepitfunohio.com, where you'll find interesting quizzes, fun games, and lots of effective ways to keep your gambling in check.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Currently supporting Gerard Farrelly, just wrapped up her own tour and, of course, hosting her podcast, Venting with Julie J. Julie is with us. Julie, how are you?
Anton, I'm good. Thanks so much for having me.
We have to talk seaweed bats in a while.
Okay.
Before we get to that, what's it like supporting Gerard Farrelly?
Oh, it's such a joy. Gerard is hilarious. Like I often used to say about Gerard, he's my favourite comedian. And I mean, I'm married to comedians, so that says a lot.
That's definitely
saying. He's very funny. He's very sharp. And, you know, the fact that we're mates as well, I think really adds to it. And it's lovely because I love an L support slot.
I was wondering about this. Why?
Well, because you can just rock up to the gig and you're home with your bag of chips for 8:30. It's wonderful. You see, I just can't. I have a serious case of can't be arsed at the moment when it comes to my own comedy career. So I don't know when I ever tour again because I just feel I'm living the dream right now.
But what about the mortgage?
The mortgage, yes. So we're still trying to get the myself and the husband are still trying to get the mortgage over the line. You would not believe, Anton, how hard it is.
But does filling venues with paying punters facilitate that process?
Help. It probably would help. Yeah. Okay, I get it. You're a mortgage broker and you're
spare
time,
I don't want to put
Anton.
Pressure on you. I'm just intrigued by your life choices.
Okay, now as you're saying this, I'm like, the numbers, the maths isn't mathing, as they say. Well, mortgage-wise, because I went back teaching, you see, during the week as well. So we're doing a bit of everything, yeah.
What do you teach?
What do I teach is the big question. So I teach English down in Dingle. I went back teaching because like that, obviously we've been trying to get the mortgage for a few years and you would not believe how hard it is for two professional clowns in their 40s with two dependents to get a mortgage. Like I remember the glory days, like 20 years ago, you'd go to the Big Tree on a Wednesday in Drumcondra. The next day you'd wake up, you would have mortgage approval. Not alone would you have mortgage approval, you would have mortgage approval for 120%. They were basically paying you to take out the mortgage.
It was a happy time.
From Ireland, and you wouldn't even have a surname. So there just has to be a middle ground. So we've gone, you know, can I be arsed with emails? Probably not. But I have come back teaching to help get that mortgage.
So when you do apply for a mortgage, you say what? What's the profession? You say freelance. Freelance what? Freelance stand-up comedian. Does the conversation continue beyond that?
Then the line goes dead. And actually, a fella said to me last week, he said, look, I'm going to be honest with you, just two comedians, you're not going to get, like two comedians are not going to get a mortgage currently. I said, what the? I really thought he was flirting. I was like, I get it. You want me to just throw my husband away? Well, it's not happening. But we'll be fine. We'll be grand. It'll all work itself out, surely.
Do you therefore know a lot of poetry?
Do I do a lot of poetry?
Do you know a lot of poetry? Well, if you teach English, I assume you must have memorised a lot of poetry.
Do you know what? It's funny. I'm a little bit rusty on the poetry because I haven't taught English for about 8 years. Now, obviously, we're fine. We know what we're doing. But at the same time, every now and again, the kids are like, oh, yeah, I wandered lonely as a cloud. Hit it. It's just, I don't know, my brain.
Your kids do poetry requests. That's a fancy class. That is high end.
And then I also teach, I have a couple of kind of random enough subjects. And it was funny actually, because I was saying to Fred, my hubby, I was saying to him the other day, I feel being back in the classroom, I think it's actually been really good for the comedy. Because, you know, when you're in this kind of comedy bubble, obviously comedy is supposed to be kind of relatable. I hadn't really considered this until during the week. But I think when you're in that bubble, it can be hard to come up with material. I think you need to be living life in order to come up with material and content and jokes. So I actually am really liking being back because, you know, otherwise, I think if you're not actually, if the stand-up isn't grounded in the real world, you find yourself saying things like, my butler said the funniest thing the other day. So it's great for the amateur material. And the kids really keep me on my toes because they're so funny as well. Like I probably shouldn't admit this, but a couple of months ago, there was a fire alarm went off in the school and it was a very short fire alarm in my defence. And the kids were like, do you think, I had 50 years. And they were like, do you think we should leave the building? I said, no, it was only like 10 seconds. We're grand. So then we were there and then another teacher came along approximately 12 minutes later saying, Julie, you're supposed to be outside. So then we went outside. I was absolutely mortified that I was the only teacher who failed to evacuate the class. Because obviously, sure, the school community did think we were all goners at that stage. And then I was telling another teacher in my defence, I said, well, I thought it was just a drill. He was like, Julie, you're still supposed to evacuate them in a drill. And you know what they did, Anton? This is so funny. This group, the following day I went in and they had a little nightlight lit on the table as a heckle, which I thought was fairly funny.
That's not bad going.
Now, we obviously put out the open flame immediately. Like an good, open flame in a school building does make you sweat, but I thought it was a pretty good one.
Are they not intimidating? I would have thought teaching 50-years all the time is scary.
No, not at
really?
All. No, and I think as well...
Because I remember being a 50-year and we were horrible, horrible people.
Oh yeah,
but I mean, not just me individually, us as a group.
Okay.
It was just terrible.
Is that how you earned your nickname, Anton Savage?
Yes, that's exactly
Anton
it.
Anton the Savage.
I'm Murphy originally, yeah.
I can just imagine. But I don't know.
That was very handy in sport. Because in sport, there's a tendency to refer people by their second name.
Oh,
and
nice.
If people are shouting, here, Savage, pass, the other team assumes that is a nickname.
That is,
and they treat you with much more respect.
I can imagine, yeah. I don't think Kook, my husband is Kook, probably wouldn't, it wouldn't instill the same level of fear.
Not pronounced like that, definitely.
I know, he does insist on pronouncing his name Kook. He's just Kook. So fussy like that.
Speaking of Kook, the last time I think that I saw him, I was putting him in a seaweed bath.
Oh, this is a lot of people's fantasies. Anton, this is a real flex. You don't know how many people dream of putting Fred Kook in a seaweed bath. Where was that?
Well, I have to say I was instrumental in him entering the bath as opposed to physically being involved in the process of submerging him. We gave him enough empowerment to do that on his own. It was in Sligo.
But he wasn't totally in the nip, surely.
I didn't ask the people there whether or not that was in the... I mean...
The men are gas because I feel like men are just so obsessed with getting the kit off, aren't they? So I think any excuse for Fred to get the kit off, he'd love it.
I think you are extrapolating from Fred to the rest of us in a way that does the rest of us a great disservice.
I do think...
I'm entirely happy to stay dressed almost all the time.
It's funny because somebody was saying to me... What were they saying to me about? Somebody was saying about some sauna thing that Fred had done with them. And then they were saying, I don't get the attraction. I was like, oh, Fred. And they were like, no, the sauna. The sauna is what I'm saying.
But my question is, you are familiar with these seaweed baths. What's the point?
Oh, surely. Oh, well, I'm not that familiar. I mean,
you
I've
said you had been in them twice.
I know, but okay, this
we
is,
spoke earlier.
Okay, this might be the difference between like male versus female confidence. Because I said I went twice to seaweed bath on a hen, which I mean, for my fellow women, we're like, yeah, you know, done the seaweed bath. I wouldn't think it makes me an expert. Like you do, your skin is lovely and soft after.
Is it literally just a bath full of seaweed that you sit? I can't understand a group of people saying, no, we'll do for a bit of crack. We'll sit in warm seaweed for the afternoon.
But we're at that age now. Like nobody's doing. Like, well, I feel when it comes to the hens and the stags, like quite often I see a stag in Dingle and on the Sunday morning, they're all just sitting around reading the papers, swapping the business section. Like, you know, I mean, honestly, I really feel like they're quite timid now, I feel, these hens and stags, aren't they?
Well, I have only ever been on the one, and it was a long time ago.
Are you messing? You've only ever been on one stag?
Done with a lot of friends.
Oh, stop. Well, that's because your reputation as a savage preceded you. Everyone was too scared, Anton. That is gassy. Well, listen, count yourself lucky.
Why?
Because hens, I do feel like, you know, when I see a hen invitation coming in the door, I'm like, oh God, unless it's just a sandwich at lunchtime, I'm out. My biggest fear when it comes to hen is an activity. I just don't want to sweat.
Or a foreign location.
Well, I mean, who does? I mean, I know the boom is back, but surely not to that extent.
Home by 8 p.m.
Oh,
whatever you want to do, let's start at 10. We can have a good solid if you need like, 10 hours, but I want to be home by 8 p.m.
I don't know how long. Like, I definitely want to get an early Lewis. I actually, not to brag, I got a Lewis in here this morning. It's just such an amazing surface, Anton. And totally free.
Free is the best bit, isn't it? I mean, I don't know how they managed to make ends meet. Come here, we started all of this talking about supporting Gerard Farrelly. I want to ask you about the role of support, because I would have thought that there is a constant moral dilemma for a comedian, which is you want to be good enough to warm the crowd and for them to keep you as support. But you don't want to be so good that you waste all your material on somebody else's headlining gig.
Oh, I wouldn't think that at all.
Oh.
Listen, I see now that you say it, I'm like, maybe I should be doing that. But I kind of think you may as well just have the crack with it.
You give it your all.
I absolutely give it my all.
Now, is that Machiavellian? Are you actually trying to undermine Gerard?
Yeah,
that he then comes out and flops.
I want to be too good. And actually, I suppose it's quite worrying because there's been no talk like of groping. Like, listen, maybe she's too good. Maybe I should get a new sport. No, it seems like I'm just about. I feel I'm neither too high nor too low in terms of the material.
You are the Goldilocks of support.
I'm the Goldilocks. I do think, you know, because I mean, gigging is such a joy, and almost, this sounds terrible, but I feel like to get to do gigs, like obviously because, you know, I've supported the likes of Tommy and Ardlin Dez and stuff.
We're going first names, are we?
And Joanne, first
so
name basis.
Tiernan, Bishop and O'Hanlon.
You know, TT, O'Hanlon, you know, the rest, you know the gang. But I always think in a way, it's first of all, I think it's really giving you something to aspire to. When you see people doing these big numbers, you're like, oh, wow, like this could be me one day. You know, it really kind of ignites that passion. Then also you're kind of riding the coattails of somebody else's success. So there's a certain energy that happens with a big crowd that you can get with a smaller crowd, but it's just a specific alchemy that you get with these big numbers. And I think getting to experience that and not having to put the graft in, it's just, I mean, you're living the dream. It's
Are great. They very different crowds? I imagine the crowd that shows up for Des Bishop is a different crowd than shows up for Ardlo Hanlon.
Well, I often think, and I do, you know, say this to people, it's interesting when you meet even your own audience. It's almost like an extension of you. Like, I think the audience really does say something about the act. Because anytime people come to my shows, I'm like, we need to start a WhatsApp group. I always feel like I'm on the same page. P.S. My key demographic, it is Moon Tory. I don't even ask. I go out, I don't even ask, what do you do? I just say, what do you teach? I just don't even go there because it's just teachers. They love me. I love them. So I do think your audience is kind of an extension of your personality.
Do you find many of them arriving because of the podcast Vented? Do they show up having become listeners first?
Well, now we're only on week 3 or 4. So I don't know, has it had an impact? But I've been really surprised because I've been threatening to do a podcast for a long time. And then I started it maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago. And I'm very much the kind of person, I'm like, listen, I just want to do it. As long as I'm enjoying it, I'm not going to worry about the numbers. But then people were sending me screenshots and we got to number 2 in the charts for a couple of weeks. And I was
Mortgage.
Like, I can't believe it. Well, I mean, this is it. Because then my mom was like, what's a podcast? And I was saying, well, it's kind of like a radio show, but nobody asks you to do it. And she's like, how do you make money off that? I'm like, well, I'm not making money yet, but it's still work. And, you know, she just gave me this withering Irish mother look of, what are you doing with your life? So it has been going pretty well. So I've been very surprised. I don't know why people are listening to it, but apparently they are, which is great.
I love the definition of a podcast. It's like a radio show, but nobody asks you to do it.
It is, for sure. And I love podcasting for that reason, because you're not waiting on someone else to say yes. And like, it's gas. Even stuff I've been saying on the podcast, I didn't even think was particularly funny. And then people are coming up to you in the street. And that's another good thing, because it's a bit of a petri dish that you're like, oh, I didn't realise that was a gag. That's just, you know, something that happened in my life.
I'm the reverse of that. It is only the fact that somebody asks me to do it and makes me do it at a specific time
that goes, you'll do it.
Yeah, like I have to be here when, you know, red lights go on. Somebody has to say something into that. I don't know how you do it when you just don't have that deadline pressure.
Yeah, it is hard to be motivated when you do have a moment every now and again where you're like, does anyone even want me to do this? But like, I feel the incentive for me is when I'm in my box room. What a flex, she has a box room. Surrounded by Christmas trees. And I'm like, I have to get out of this house. And even one of the Christmas trees, I'm looking at this fella for a good 2 years. I'm not looking at him for 6 months. Like, we've multiple Christmas trees in this room. So I'm like, this is the incentive.
Why have you got,
do this.
Why have you got multiple Christmas trees?
Because Fred is too busy with the seaweed baths putting things up in the attic.
But why do you buy another one if you have the one from the year before?
It's a whole thing. I don't know. I got this mad fit and was like, you know what we need in our lives is another Christmas tree. I'm terrible when it comes. I like Christmas. I just like to have a choice. Moving on swiftly.
If you want to hear more about Julie's Christmas trees, venting is available wherever you get your podcast. Julie J, thank you so much.
Thanks, Anton.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Let's face it, football is a game of risks. Whether it's calling a trick play on your own five or bringing kale chips to a watch party. And while taking crazy chances like this occasionally may pay off, taking big unnecessary risks can mean real trouble, especially when you're gambling. So always know the odds and what you're getting into. Want more tips on how to keep gambling fun? Go to keepitfunohio.com, where you'll find interesting quizzes, fun games, and lots of effective ways to keep your gambling in check.